Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, without thinking, when that was spoken like that, I said out loud, now you wouldn't have heard it probably if you're standing in another room, but if you'd been standing right by the chair, you'd have heard it. See, I wasn't real loud, but I did say it aloud. Who said that? Now, what I mean is, who's talking to me? See? But you ever notice that the Holy Ghost, God, answers you what you need, not what necessarily you ask? What I meant was, who said that? You know, look around almost behind and say, who said that? Who's saying that to me? So when I said out loud, who said that? This voice said to me, the 91st Psalm.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Just a baby Christian, sure not crawling yet, much less walking. Amen. Not even sitting alone. Amen. And barely holding my head up, and then not for very long. And so I really don't know whether God or the devil, who it is talking to me. In fact, I believe, you know, that's God. He's answering the prayer. See, I fell right into that trap. I think many people fall right into Satan's trap. See? And I said, well, yeah, you know, that's right. I did. I prayed that way. You know what God would tell me ahead of time. Now, healing's right. See, he'll side right in with you sometime after you learn things. Yeah, that's right, but you see, everybody's got an appointed time to die. Well, I didn't know what that scripture meant. I'd read that scripture over there, you know, in Hebrews. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But see, that doesn't say you've got an appointed time to die, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that's not what it says. I just read it, you know, and thought, well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, here the devil's quoting scripture, you know. Yeah, he's quoting scripture, sure. And so I thought, well, I guess I'm going to die today. He answered my prayer, let me know ahead of time, spoke, you see, in this supernatural way, spectacular supernatural way. I thought God standing right there in the room. I got up and tiptoed across the floor. I mean, not even walked, it won't make any sound. God's there in the room. Tiptoed across the room from the bed, sat down in a chair by the window. And I sat there for about 10 minutes. See, I woke up about 8 and about 10 minutes there, and I'm thinking all this. And I sat there from 10 minutes after 8 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon waiting to die. And I'm not going to tell the folks goodbye until I start dying. Then I'll you know, put it off just as long as I can. You know, and Mama come into the room, she made up the bed, and she, you know, and you know how these women are, they can detect when something's not right. What's wrong with you? There's nothing. I didn't want to tell her, you know. Wanted to wait until the last minute. And then they got the noon lunch ready, you see, at noontime, and because I got up and walked, I'm sitting there in the chair fully clothed. Well, come, eat, you know. No, I'm not hungry. Some way or another, you think you're going home, you know, sort of got butterflies here. I mean, you're going to leave here, especially if you're just 16 years old, be 17 next week. You know, and seem like you got butterflies in your stomach. You know, you're not, to, you know, you're ready to go spiritually, but you're just not ready. You know, the body recoils against it. And I mean, the very smell of the food, just cooking it in the house, made you sick at your stomach. And finally, I didn't go eat. I said, no, I'm not hungry. Mama brought a tray in there, because ordinarily she did anyway. But I couldn't even stand the smell of it. I'm sick at my stomach. I sent it back to her. Sent it back. So I'm sitting there about 2:30. Well, really, I guess first about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I've been there about almost 6 hours in that chair. Never did get out of it. Just sat there 10 minutes after 8 till 2 o'clock. Right about 2, I guess it was. Somewhere or another down in here, from down in here. See, I didn't know everything I know now. This is the way I learned it. Because we had no teaching. I didn't know I was a spirit being and I had a soul and I lived in a body. I didn't know that. If somebody come along and tried to tell me that, I guess I'd have thought this nuts. But I do know this. It's somewhere down in here on the inside of me. In here. these words came up, floating up, just like this floating up to my mind, and said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Just those words came floating up inside me. Just the words, not a voice, just the words. And for just a second, I picked them up with my mind and thought, well, who said that? I mean, where did that come from? And then I began to think, that's the reason. You notice I said, let every thought affirm that you have got what you ask. Because, see, I immediately began to think, but now God has moved in this spectacular, supernatural way. A voice, to me it was audible, speaking, letting me know, you know, that I'm going home today. See, I got my mind back on that. Well, I'm sitting there thinking like that, and directly here from the inside of me, these words came floating up again. I'd say it's probably another, not just a few seconds, probably another 5 minutes, could have been 10 minutes. Those words just came floating up to my mind. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And I, for just a second, I picked those words up and thought about, well, is that possible? Well, I mean, you know, I'm only 16. I won't be 17 till next week. Be 17 years old next week. But then my mind began to think, yeah, but now God's moved in this supernatural way. Audible voice. Let me know, you know. After all, I remember that scripture over in Hebrews does say it's appointed unto man once to die. And so I guess my divinely appointed time has come. You ever hear people say that, you know? Huh? See, I'm thinking like that. See, immediately begin to think like that. And then this time, it was more of an inward voice. Those were just words, just seemed to float. Just the words up to my mind. But it seemed like something inside me said it. I guess we call it the still small voice. My spirit just said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And again, I turned that over in my mind a time or two and thought about it for a few seconds. But then I said, yeah, but now God's moved in this supernatural way. See, and I got my mind right back, stood upon the answer. I got my mind on what the devil said. I know now the devil's saying. In other words, it didn't contribute anything to my faith. See what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there. And this time, it wasn't like that audible voice. It seemed to come from up above, but it seemed like somebody was standing behind me. And yet it seemed like I could hear it this ears, and I know I didn't hear it with these ears. The Holy Ghost just spoke up and said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, without thinking, when that was spoken like that, I said out loud, now you wouldn't have heard it probably if you were standing in another room, but if you'd been standing right by the chair, you'd have heard it. See, I wasn't real loud, but I did say it aloud. Who said that? Now, what I mean is, who's talking to me? See? But you ever notice that the Holy Ghost, God, answers you what you need, not what necessarily you ask? What I meant was, who said that? You know, look around almost behind me and say, who said that? Who's saying that to me? So when I said out loud, who said that? This voice said to me, the 91st Psalm. I didn't mean, see, I didn't even know it's found in the scriptures. Because, see, I hadn't spent any time with the Psalms. I'd spent all my time with the New Testament. So I didn't know what the 91st Psalm said. So he answered me what I needed to know. So then when he said the 91st Psalm, I reached down because my Bible is lying there on the floor under the chair I'm sitting in. Now here's another thought you need to get. The Holy Ghost always will speak to you and lead you in line with the Word. You don't follow voices. See, here's, we got two voices. Here's a voice that spoke to me 6 hours before in a very austere manner. that I know now was Satan. Then I didn't know. Here was the other voice that spoke. Now, which one's right? One of them, both of them, really quoted Scripture or portions of Scripture. So you remember the devil quoted Scripture to Jesus? Jesus said it's written. The next temptation, Satan said it's written. But Jesus had to say it's also written. And to defeat the enemy, sometimes you got to know it's also written. Amen. Amen. So I reached and got my Bible from under the chair there lying on the floor. The Holy Ghost leads you in line with the Word. He'll send you to the Word. I got my Bible. I opened it to the 91st Psalm. I began to read. I read the whole Psalm. I got down there just almost to the end of the Psalm, and I read, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." See? But you know the devil doesn't give up so easily. I mean, he'll fight you every inch of the way. He'll fight you every half an inch. He'll fight you every fourth of an inch. He'll fight you every eighth of an inch. He'll fight you every 1/16th of an inch. He'll fight you every 1/32nd of an inch. He'll fight you right down to the end of the inch. Because he wants to defeat you if he can. So see, that's the last verse of this 91st Psalm I just got through reading. 16th verse, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you happen to be a word partner, let us know about that too.
That's
right.
And
somebody said, "Well, what is a word partner?" Well, that's somebody that prays for us regularly.
Yes.
And then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us to support Rhema, support this telecast.
Yes.
And it's just a way of helping us to do what we do the best.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.